bless the name of the King of Kings. We bless the name of the Lamb of Glory. We bless the name of the King. We bless the name of the Lamb of Glory. We bless the name of the King of Kings. We bless the name of the Lamb of Glory. We bless the name of the King. And with our hands lifted high, we will worship and sing. And with our hands lifted high, we come before you.
Lips of adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise your name, Father. As a company of praise, let this temple be a place where your glory is embraced. As we stand in awe and worship you, we worship you. Glimpse of adoration, we worship you as a company. As a company of
Well, praise the Lord. Isn't that good? You can give us a little bit of life. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. God is a good God, isn't he, people? Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right, let's go. Why don't y'all come up real close that way we could see you. You might want to be real quiet, my friend. All right. Come on up so I can see you in the whites of your eyes. Come on up. That way if I can, you're slapping distance. You know, I can't reach you from back there. Hallelujah. How many people are excited? Y'all might want to sit in slapping distance of one of them. Go on. Everybody say, every child within slapping distance. Amen. Hallelujah. Go on. Did your mama speak to you, little man? Go on. You too. Thank you. Hallelujah. I used to, when I grew up, I grew up Methodist Episcopal. And I got my first opportunity to be away from mom when she joined the choir. They had a nerve to try to start a gospel choir in a Methodist Episcopal church. You knew that didn't go over too well, did you? The first Sunday that you had to clap along with it, it caused a church split because they were clapping along to the music, and they had a church split the next Sunday. Where are they going to stop all that hand clapping? My goodness. Let's go over to Exodus. Exodus is a good book, isn't it? Isn't it a good book? Yes. Let's go to Exodus. Chapter 15. It'd be nice to study this whole book together, wouldn't it? I tell you, let's do that. I know we're in the midst of God's generals, but I just discern that God wants to do something really good to and for us. Amen. Go to Exodus chapter 13. And Brother Jesse, why don't you grab that black mic? You're a better reader than I am. Why don't you read, making this very interesting to hear? Exodus is a good book when you want to go into transition. We've been talking about change and how to make change in our life. Amen. That we've got to get our spirit in tune and we've got to change our mind. The first thing, if we're going to change anything, the first thing we have to change is our mind. But in the midst of that change, Exodus is a good book to study when you're going through transition. So we're going to be studying a little bit of this book. Why don't you read along with Brother Jesse, starting with Exodus chapter 13. Verse 1. Yeah.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me all the firstborn. Whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of the hand of the Lord brought you out from this place, there shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month of Abib, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month.
Let's stop right there. You can move this right out of the way, Brother Chris. I like this real quick. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, sanctify unto me the firstborn, whosoever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both men and of beasts. And Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which he came out from Egypt. Now, there are two things. If you want to keep time, there are two different things going on here, right? You can sit right there, Brother Jesse. One is the people came out of bondage on this day. So you can see that you can come out, but not necessarily go in. There are people that are stuck in between their deliverance and their promise. And people don't know that thing. When we talk about things can get much better than this. You can come out of bondage, but right after you come out of bondage, you go into sort of like a wilderness experience. And many people get stuck there. God doesn't want you to be stuck in the wilderness. He wants you to go over to the land of provision. And this is where many people miss it with God and miss it with the blessing of God. They think it's just enough to get delivered from the devil. Well, we have to be delivered from the devil, sickness, disease, and bondage, and hell, and all that mess. Amen? But, you know, you can be set free and delivered and come out of bondage, but God wants you to get over to the land of abundance and prosperity. He wants you to get over to your promised place. Notice that they came out from bondage, came out of the house of bondage by the hand of the Lord, where you brought out. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day you came out. And it shall be. Everybody say, it shall be. Well, they already came out, but then he says, but it shall be. Just because they came out didn't mean they got to go into the land of promise. Some say, just because you come out does not mean that you get to go into the land of promise. And there are a lot of people that came out of sickness. There have been a lot of people that came that, you know, that dedicated their life to Jesus Christ. Listen, you must dedicate your life to Jesus Christ, but then develop a lifestyle that would cause you to go over to the promised land. I want to be a promised land inhabitor. How about you?
Amen.
Anybody else but me want to get there? How many have been in the church for a while? Not just this church, but you've been around for a long time. You see certain people hang along. They just come every Sunday. Life never improves. Things never get better. The Bible teaches us that we should be going from glory to glory to glory. That means things should be getting better and better and better. That means if you look at me this year, I should be looking better than when I looked last year. Did you know that? When you get in with God, things need to always and constantly be improving. And the reason why people's lives don't improve is because they might come out, but they don't live the proper lifestyle that will cause them to get over to the other side. I'm ready to go over to the other side. I'm a little bit tired about being in the wilderness. How about you? It's about time we take an Exodus journey to go over to what God wants us to get over into. Amen? There are a whole lot of Christians in between the promise and the provision. You might even call it that. You know, there are a lot of people that are stuck in between the promise and provision. We have yet to arrive at the place that God has us. Amen? But if God will work over us in our soulical realm, if he'll work over us in our spiritual realm, we'll develop ourselves to the point to where we'll get over to the place where God promised us we should be. Somebody say, you have yet to get where God wants you to be. And it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites. And name some of these other ones off, Jesse, in verse 5.
And the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites.
Keep on reading.
Which he sware unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month.
Keep reading.
7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth, for with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt.
Okay, everybody say, with a strong hand.
With a strong hand.
Everybody say, a strong hand.
Strong hand.
You don't have to be stuck in bondage anymore because of the strong hand of God. God's already taken care of the devil for you, but you need to take care of yourself. No, in the wilderness time, when they were in the wilderness, their number one enemy was themselves. Their own habits, their own mentality that they developed while they were in bondage. If they had overcome that bondage mentality, they would have made it out. Notice that when not everybody came out. How many came out of the wilderness? What, three? And all the, you know, out of all the people, that generation, the only ones that actually came out were Joshua and Caleb and the younger generation. But so many others died in the wilderness because they did not develop a new mindset. They did not allow the wilderness to change them and to break them. If you're going to, we did a study one time on the wilderness. Everybody say the wilderness.
The wilderness.
The wilderness is a place for the wild. Everybody say that. Uncultivated. Everybody say cultivation.
Cultivated.
Or cultured. God sends people that are uncultured, uncultivated, just wild, unruly, rebellious. The best place for a rebellious, wild person is where? In the wilderness where they belong. Notice the first word of wilderness is wild. Everybody say wild. Wild people, people that can't control themselves. Amen. People that can't allow the word of God to control them. Let me tell you what they do. They live and they abide in the wilderness, and that's where they stay. But if you'd allow God's word to change you while you're in the wilderness, you get to come out. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then you're going to learn that this is how we're going to overcome. Somebody say, I can overcome by submitting to the Holy Ghost. There is no way out other than listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit and obeying. Disobedient, rebellious people never make it out of the wilderness. Those that hear God and obey get to follow him out. It's quiet in here today. Amen. But it's going to be all right. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be afraid of the wilderness. Because listen, I'm telling you what. You're going to have to go through some things to get to where God wants you to get. I want to let you know that in this place, I'm discerning my spirit that things are about to get a whole lot better for a whole lot of people. That the door of opportunity, that there's a window of opportunity open for those that will obey. And God's voice and his word is out there. If someone would just catch on with a listening ear. Amen. And follow the Holy Ghost, you can come on up. Now listen, also in the wilderness, you can expect wolves. Everybody say, wolves in the wilderness. That's a message all by in and of and all by itself. I tell you what, when you start to see wolves and all kinds of spirits of control and witchcraft, that's nothing but evidence that you're in a wilderness place. Amen. What do wolves want to do? Wolves want to devour. Wolves want to devour people while they're in the wilderness. Amen. But if you stay close to the heart of the shepherd, amen, stay close to the heart of God, everything will be okay and you won't get in trouble. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we're just going to briskly go, like, take a little short survey through the book. Now, of course, we can't do the entire book of Exodus tonight, but we can talk about a couple things we watch out for, amen, while we're in the wilderness, while we're in the place of transition. First of all, you need a promise before you even leave the place of bondage. I tell you what, if you don't have a promise, don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. Before you pack up and start moving, make sure you got a vision of where God wants you to go. Somebody say amen. How many got a vision for the future? How many got your eyes on a higher? Does anybody have a vision in here tonight? Amen. How many of you seeing yourself someplace? I got a vision for this year. Amen. I got a vision for this next season. Amen. I tell you what, I'm going to take the next couple of weeks, I tell you what, maybe the next month or two, to get out of the wilderness experience, to get on over into the promised land where God wants me to be. Amen? What do I have to do in order to do that? I have to obey God. Listen, let's go here to another story right here in the wilderness. Exodus chapter 14. Go on, read verse 1, Jesse.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before that place, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, that they are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside those places. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness.
Stop right there. Everybody say it would have been better for us to stay back in Egypt than to die in the wilderness. You got to understand that also in the wilderness time, there's always a great falling away. This mentality will always arise when people are on their way to someplace else. People will always want to go back to the place of bondage because they find some form of security there. Amen? They say, listen, you brought us out here in the wilderness to die. Well, he didn't bring you out to the wilderness. He brought you out to a place of promise. If you're just looking at the place you are right now, you're missing it. You're going to want to go back if you're looking at the place that you are. I want you to know you're in the place of transition. We haven't arrived yet. If you just look at where you are right now and say, is this all that there is? No, this is all that is. This is not all that there is. There's more to come. Amen? And many people got to realize, listen, when you're desiring to go back, you need to look forward. That's right. When you're desiring to go back to the things of the world, go back to the place of bondage, back to the things that you've been set free from, amen, when there's a mass exodus to go back into, you know, bad mentality, religious traditions, amen, strife and all that kind of mess, you got to realize, listen, it's not enough to look at the wilderness where you are and expect to stay there. Many people are looking at right here in this wilderness place. Let me tell you what, the wilderness is not enough to hold you and to keep you from going back. You've got to look to the promise of God of where you're going to the future. It's the same thing in dealing with this ministry, and many of you dealing in your businesses and in your families. As you're on the way to where God wants you to get, you'll get frustrated, you'll get upset, and your faith will almost want to give out. And many people want to base their faith in where they are right then and there. I tell you what, the devil will be able to get over on you. Am I making this clear? Help me if I'm not. Listen, the devil will want to get over on you and cause you to go back if all you're thinking about is your transition period. Up the ante and get a word from God and find out, listen, God did not bring me out to live in the wilderness. I did not come out of bondage to be where I'm at right now. I came out of bondage to get where God said I should be, and that's where I'm going to place my faith. Somebody say amen. Amen. I tell you what, this is nice right now, and I thank God for where we are right now as a body. Amen. Hallelujah. I love it. Amen. But I'm not basing my faith with where I'm at right now. Amen. I see what God said for the future, and that's where I'm headed. Amen. If you want to anchor your soul, I tell you what, wilderness ground is no place to plant yourself. Wilderness ground, I tell you what, the place of the wilderness, nowhere to anchor your sail. Many people fall away for trying to anchor themselves in the wilderness. Things are shifty in the wilderness. People are given to change in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. Anchor yourself for those that are on their way to the promised land. Amen. Anchor yourself with promised land people. Hallelujah. Things are given to change in the wilderness. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. I believe we're going to get something out of this right now. I'm ready to go over to the other side. I'm ready to go over to the other side, and God's trying to show us how to get there. God's trying to tell us right now, don't you anchor yourself in the wilderness. Don't put your confidence in the wilderness. Realize that this is just a season, that this is just a time. Everything is subject to change. Amen. Anchor yourself with people that you see that has the mentality to go over to the other side. That's what you anchor with. Amen. Hallelujah, I'm planting myself in the future. Glory to God. Amen. Someone says, Brother Ron, where are all the people? Where are all the things? Listen, this is just wilderness time. Amen. I'm planting myself with those that are going to be there for the long haul. Amen. I'm anchoring myself in people that are going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. That's what I'm anchoring. Come on now, church. Hallelujah, it's kind of quiet in here. We're trying to sell you something here, trying to get us in on some revelation. Hallelujah. Things, everybody say, in the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
Everything
is
subject to change. Glory to God. We see so many people up today down the mar. Amen. That's wilderness mentality. Glory to God. But there is a mentality of people that are walking by faith and not by sight that will always remain stable. There's a scripture in the Bible that even says, listen, don't meddle with those that are given to change, or you'll end up like them. Somebody said, I don't got time to do with that. Amen. I've got my spirit over into the promised land. I want you to, I should have gotten some good visuals there, Brother Jesse, but I didn't do it. Amen. I'm sorry. I want you to look at this platform. Over here, I'm going to say where Crystal stands. Amen. This is the place of bondage. Amen. Crystal's not a, we know she's blessed. Amen. Thank God she's a woman of God or she didn't slap me by now. Amen. But this is the place of bondage. Amen. This right here is the wilderness. Over here is the promised land. Somebody say glory to God. What is this over here? The wilderness. No, 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 no. What is this over here? Somebody say the place of bondage. The wilderness. Amen. And what? Everybody, listen, in order for you to get out of this place right here, you cannot be satisfied just with the place. You can be somewhat content, amen, but not satisfied with the wilderness. Somebody say amen. Say everything is subject to change. The only thing that really matters is the immediate voice of God. See, many people want to anchor in, and they, I'm going to tell you what, everything you see right now, it's all subject to change as God says, amen. People that try to just, that don't want to look over to the other side won't want to make the investment necessary to get there. There's only one way to get over to the promised land. Amen. And that is to continually make investment to get into that side. Because the bondage, the place of bondage will always be calling. The place of bondage always calls and is always trying to get you back. And there are many people in transition. There, let me tell you what, you can't stay in the wilderness forever. You'll die there. And many people think that just because the Lord's providing for me in the wilderness, he'll go on and do that forever. I tell you what, when the glory went over to the promised land, there was no provision left. See, many people think things are so good, I'm standing in the wilderness on my own strength. Even to be in the wilderness, it's the supernatural hand of God that's making a way. I'm going to speak some things over to them. There are some people that are blessed right now on a temporary basis. God will work out some temporary situations, amen, to hook them up. Somebody say glory to God. And they don't understand that that's the hand of God, that God's doing something. Listen, all things work together for the good, for those that are called, you know, for those that are called for Jesus Christ. What's that scripture, Jesse? Give it to me real quick. Who's got it? Sister Lucia, you got that scripture? And called according to his purpose. Amen. I want you to realize that I've seen in this geographic area that we're living in, I mean, God's trying to do something with the body of Christ. Now, I can't speak for everybody's church. I can't speak for everybody's house. It's not my job to do that. But I know for specifically that I've seen the hand of God move on some people's lives and have them do some extraordinary things. Why? Amen. That they might be able to survive in the wilderness until they get to the place where God wants them to go. You will find out that actually more miracles take place in the wilderness than in the promised land. Why? Because you need it there. Because by the time you get to, I don't want to always be living by faith, having to believe God for every bill. How many of you want to do that? It's nice to believe God, but it'd be better to have enough in stock, amen, that you live by faith and it just naturally happens. I mean, I've seen God do things. I've seen people come up in 1 month's time, come up with $20,000 when they need it. That's the move of God. But you know, things can be better than that. It doesn't have to be that way. Every week, I tell you what, for Nations Church, we're having to believe God just for a miracle just about every Sunday. And he does it. Somebody say, glory to God. But there's a better way than that. Amen. You can get over to the place of abundance where it's just safety. Amen. And secure. Now listen, when the devil comes at you trying to get you to go back, first of all, you've got to tell the devil, I will not go back first and foremost. Say, I will not turn back. I will not look back. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. Say, I will never be a slave again to any devil, to any man, to any tradition. I will only be obedient to the Holy Ghost. Listen, you can't serve two masters. That's including yourself. You can't serve yourself and serve the anointing of Jesus Christ either. Amen. You can only have one master. That master must be the anointing of God. And if you're going to come out of bondage, you've got to say the only way out of bondage is by the deliverer. He who the sun sets free, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the great and mighty deliverer. Say, Jesus is my escape. And if you feel it, hallelujah, he is your escape. He'll cause you to escape from your own mentality. He'll cause you to escape from every one of your problems. Whatever you're dealing with right now, you got to say, it's Jesus that sets me free. And then once Jesus sets you free, say, listen, I will never, ever, ever be bound again. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Let me tell you who the number one bounty hunter is. Anybody ever seen the movie Roots? They would get out there and they'd run. They'd be running. You know, they're going to come and get me. They're going to come and get me. Then all of a sudden, they send out bounty hunters. Bounty hunters were those that went out after slaves and tried to take them back into bondage. Well, I tell you what, in the wilderness, you got to look out for the bounty hunters. I tell you what, bounty hunters are right there. Y'all think y'all running. They say, run with me. Come behind this bush. Amen. You get behind the bush. They done tied you up and taken you back. So say, in the wilderness, look out for wolves and bounty hunters. I tell you what, mentality can be a bounty hunter. Anything that will bind you temporarily to get you back from what you came out of is a bounty hunter. When these things, when your past tries to arrest you again and say, I'm going to put you back in what you came out of, you got to get to this mentality. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 13, hallelujah, you need to tell the world, I'm not going back again, I'm going forward. Not only will I not go back into the place of bondage, I'm not even going to stay here in the wilderness. Amen. You stay here if you want to, but I'm going on to what God said, and can't nobody take it from me. If God can set me free, he can also take me to a place of abundance. Amen. There is a promised land. That's why I left the place of bondage. And so often, I think this is our mentality and our problem. Amen. We just came out of the place of bondage, and we're trying to build a camper in the wilderness. Tell you what, I ain't building no church in the wilderness. Amen. I ain't building no house in the wilderness. Somebody say amen. I'm keeping my stuff light. Amen. Somebody say glory to Jesus. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, and stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more and forever. Amen. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. I think that's something that somebody said, there's going to be a show in the wilderness. I tell you what, if you stand still and hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles, every one of the bounty hunters, all the Egyptians, amen, you're not going to see them no more. God, there's a scripture I love. You know, he will deliver me from the strife of man. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I refuse to deal with this mess anymore. The Lord shall fight for you and you. Somebody say, and you. Somebody say, in the wilderness. Watch God fight. And you hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak thou unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, they were sitting up there crying about the bounty hunters. They were crying about those trying to take them back. Somebody say, God doesn't want to hear you crying about the things that are trying to get you to go back anymore. Say, I'm not going to cry about those that are trying to take me back anymore. God said, listen, don't you even talk to me about this, but you need to get your confession up and talk to the people. And tell them, listen, don't you worry about Pharaoh on your coattail. Don't worry about the dogs barking behind your back. The Son has set you free, and you will never go back again. Nobody will take you back into bondage once God brought you out. Go forward.
Amen.
Somebody say, keep walking.
Keep walking.
For those that trouble you, you will see them no more. What a scripture. What a scripture. Can't you get your faith up to that level that those who... My goodness, somebody said, well, you'll always have problems. If Paul had a thorn in his side, and I thought that some people were just thorn in the side, that's something you just have to deal with. Amen. Well, not necessarily. Somebody say,
those things
you will see them no more. Glory to God. That's some faith, isn't it? Hallelujah. Somebody say, abracadabra, poof. That's some magic there, isn't it? But lift thou up thy rod. I like that. He said, pick up the pastor. Amen. And stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So we say, why are these people still messing with me? Won't y'all just leave me alone? Can't we all just get along? Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Why are some of these small-time, you know, gnats still flying around? God, why haven't you dealt with that? For we've come into a kingdom for such a time as this. Amen? Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always. Amen? Trouble will not last always. I tell you what, there is a day of deliverance for everybody, amen? Even the instruments that the devil uses, amen, they even have a numbered day. Do you hear me? He has to find other vehicles to use because trouble will not last always. Oh, people don't want to hear this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sooner or later, you're going to get to the place in your walk where your enemy can't walk anymore. See, if you keep walking to Jesus, I tell you what, if you stop walking, amen, your enemy will overtake you. But you just keep walking to the glory. You keep walking to God. You keep talking the talk and going in the right direction, amen. You'll get to a place of glory where the devil can't go.
Amen.
You'll get so caught up into the glory of God, you'll get so caught up into the anointing of God, they'll run that mouth on the wrong place. Somebody say, amen. See, the closer you get to God, the stronger you get, amen. See, I tell you what, the devil can't go in places where you can go sometime. Amen. Now, see, when you're out in the wilderness, see, they can hang on this level, amen. But you get out there far enough. Somebody say amen. See, they won't even pay attention because they don't got their eye on Jesus. They don't got their eye on the prize. All they got their eye on is you and trying to take you back. Hallelujah. There will be a point in your walk. Do you hear what? Does anybody got anybody on their back? Or am I just the only one? Amen. Well, if you ain't got nobody on your back, you need to get off of somebody else's back. I tell you what. Amen. Hallelujah. I can speak to you about some things. Amen. There are different people that are always being dragged to court on this, dragged to court on that. Somebody say, trouble will not last always. How long is that person going to be getting on my nerves? How long do we have to put up with that? Certain people, John Alexander Dowie, different ones had to deal with people coming out against the ministry. Maria with Etter had to deal with certain things. Shut up and hold your peace and walk, sister. You'll get to a point in your place. You'll get to a point where the devil can't stand. If you just walk... Amen. Don't turn around. I tell you what, come out of bondage, get to the wilderness. About around here, there's a place where all those that pursue and all those that mean harm will fall. Somebody say, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Does that mean that you're going to be knocking people out and killing people? No. Somebody say, no. That just means you get to the place where God says that's enough. Somebody say, go forward. Say, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go to a place where the enemy falls down. Amen. Go up to a level where you just outgrow people. See, you can be in places years ago. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have dealt with some people that were below the standard of where you are right now. Amen. When you were childish, you had some childhood friends that just fought over stupid stuff. But you outgrew that, didn't you? When you got into the Christian walk, you were dealing with some people even in their low carnal mentality. Amen. But some of you grew up. And some of those people that were tripping out years ago, some of them ain't even in the kingdom anymore. Why? You keep going forward. I'll tell you what, those that mean you harm, they will not follow you over to the place of victory. I tell you that. Somebody say glory to God. You will not have the same enemies, whether you like it or not. I'm telling you by the word of God, you will not have the same enemies in the place of promise than you have in the wilderness.
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to have new ones. Glory to God. Somebody say, you're going to have Jebusites and Hittites and all this other mess, but ain't no Egyptians going to be over there. Somebody say, the Egyptians got his day numbered. Amen.
Right.
Say, I'm looking for a new enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm about to outwalk this mess. Hallelujah. I'm about to outwalk this mess. I've dealt with that before. I'm not going to mess with that no more. I'm just going to get into a place that's saturated with spiritual raid. See, there's some animals that can't dwell in every atmosphere. They can't dwell in, there are certain habitats that they can't survive in. Certain animals have to live in the swamp. When you come up out of the swamp, they can't survive outside of the swamp. Certain people got to stay. Certain spirits have got to stay in certain geographic locations. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, nobody want to hear this tonight, but it's still good. Somebody say hallelujah. From glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. Somebody say, don't worry about it. They'll get to a place where they can't follow you no more. You can get to a place in God. See, your giant might be drugs. Your bondage might be drugs. You keep walking in the grace and the glory of God. Amen. You'll get to a place where God will set you free. To where that won't hinder you. Your bondage could be poverty. You keep walking with your eyes on Jesus. You get to the point where that giant won't even come back again. You think I'm lying? I want you to think about some of your previous enemies. They ain't messing with you no more. You'd have left them in the dust somewhere. Tell somebody
trouble
will not
last
always. Ooh, anybody want to go up to higher things?
Amen.
Glory to God. Where are they? Ooh, think about something. I tell you one of the things I wrote in one of my Bibles one time. Looking over my previous battles, I've discovered that because of Jesus Christ, I am a victor. I'm not guessing. I'm saying, looking over previous battles, you will find out you are a victor in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. I'm Michael Tyson and Buster Douglas doesn't exist. Somebody say, amen. I tell you what, this is good. All right, listen. Listen, but the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Somebody say, stop crying about it. Speak unto the children of Israel. I'm going to tell you what. Listen. The wolf's going to cry. Amen. Dogs will always bark. Wolves will always howl. And snakes will always slither. And no matter how much you prophesy to it, a snake will be a snake. A dog will be a dog. And a wolf will be a wolf.
He said, don't even worry about them. He said, talk to the children of Israel. Amen. Ooh, glory. Talk to those that are going someplace. That they do what? That they turn around and fight, that they turn around, that they stop. He said, tell them what? I'm telling you by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, go forward. Don't even worry about that mess. Just go forward with God. Keep on walking. Trouble won't last always. Don't leave and sweat it. Walk. Hey, you might not have enough money. Walk anyhow. You don't got enough bread packed. Walk anyhow. Go forward in the name of Jesus. Don't stop. Keep on going. God will have it by the time you get there. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm not afraid to keep on moving. That now lift up the rod and stretch out thy hand. Somebody say, I'm about to go through the water. Say, God's about to build a wall about me. Somebody say, amen. See, the devil will get to a point. See, I'm going to tell you what, people will follow you because they don't realize there are certain people that are on your miracle. They wouldn't even be where they were if God wasn't doing something for you. See, there are a lot of people that are on your path. See, they got to realize that path is your path. And they might be able to skip through a couple of doors, but there's going to be one door. Somebody say, there's a wall of water about to arise. Somebody say, amen. Amen. You're going to follow me through one door too many. Amen. Somebody say, you keep chasing him, you're going to get stuck somewhere. Oh, hallelujah. I'm speaking the same thing to you too. I'm talking about the same promise to you all. Amen. Same promise to you. You know, you just keep walking with God. Amen. People will bark. People, you know, they'd be nagging and going through all these other trips. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. Your enemy going to get through one too many of your miracles. They're going to get their nose and just one too many of your blessings. Have you ever had something good happen in your life and the devil's just right there? You just can't even enjoy it. Amen. Somebody says, time to trade them in. And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and shall follow, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. Say, keep on following me. You're going to find out that Jesus is the Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. They're going to run into Jesus one way or the other. So you ask for it, you got it. It's Jesus. What are you running for me? What are you chasing me for? You ask for it, you got it. Sooner or later, you're going to say, what are they trying to do? Where are they trying to go? I am the Lord who have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariot and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God went before the camp of Israel and moved and went behind them. Brother Hagin was talking about two angels, wasn't he? Hallelujah! I believe that God's about, as you get revelation knowledge from God, you're going to realize that God wants you to go someplace. Amen. He's going to bring you out of bondage. Amen. Bring you out of the place of bondage and take you to a place of provision. But you got to walk to get there. This ain't Star Trek. You can't sit in the middle of the ship and they just push a little button and all of a sudden you vaporize and show up over on the other side. You got to walk to get where God wants you to get. Amen. Amen. And ain't nobody going to carry you on no cot and get you there. Amen. You got to learn to walk this thing out by faith. Somebody say, but I can't walk. He's a healer. Somebody say, and there ain't no handicapped parking in the kingdom of God. Amen. Everybody, amen. There's provision for everybody. Amen. Ain't no special ed either. Hallelujah. Same word for everybody. Amen. It's still good. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people say, it's just so hard. Amen. And move, listen, and move. Say, this is when God wants to get you out of the wilderness. Somebody say, I mean, God's at the place of provision waiting for you to show up. Say, God, send my angel. Put an angel before me. That means he's going to deal with everything before I even get there. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
He said, take care of it, God. So when I walk by faith, I'm not just walking into things unexpected. God's already made a way. Amen. People are just waiting for me to show up. They don't know my name yet, but they know me when I get there. Amen. For the angel of God has gone before and prepared the way. Amen. Somebody's looking for you someplace because there's an angel that went out before you. There's a job looking for somebody someplace. Glory to God. There are contracts looking for somebody someplace. Amen. There are houses and lands out there. Why? It doesn't just show up when you get there. There's an angel that goes out before you and prepares the way. Somebody say, make a way out of no way. Glory to God. Don't you go no place where he hadn't sent his angel before you. Hallelujah. Expect God to be there before you get there. Amen. When you wake up tomorrow, he was already there. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Everything you've ever dealt with, there's been an angel already there. He's already walked it out and worked it out for you. Glory to God. Same say, I'm covered. I tell you what, I used to work for the Salvation Army. One time we had a very important person come. At that time, President Bush's dad was the president. Barbara Bush was coming to one of our meetings at one of the malls, and she was going to show up. And before she got there, Secret Service came, and they cased out the whole mall. They did checks on all of us and on everybody, and they were there before she got there. They were in place to make sure everything was all right. Glory to God. God's given you a new day that he's made sure everything is all right before you even get there. You will not be ambushed when God's angel goes before you. Somebody say, I'm covered tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you don't have to watch your tracks because there's an angel behind you. Ain't no devil going to be sneaking up on your back either. You can just walk in the peace of God. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. That means you don't have to go back and re-clarify yourself. There's an angel there picking up the pieces. You just keep walking in the anointing of God. Did he say that? Somebody say, don't worry about it. There's an angel there somewhere making it all right. Somebody say, God's got my back. He goes before me, but he's also got my back. Hallelujah. Somebody say, he's better on the back than he is in the front. Glory to God. Yes, he is. See, there are certain people that think as soon as you go away, it's all over. Somebody's out of sight, out of mind, that kind of mentality. They don't see me. I'm going to tell you what, there's an angel behind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's an angel that goes behind you. Glory. Those things that you set up and put the word of God out and the anointing on. Glory to God. He didn't just leave it there by himself. He assigns an angel to say, don't touch it. That belongs to them. Amen. You don't have to always be watching out for your back. When God is behind you, amen. You got an angel before you, an angel behind you, amen. You don't ever have to turn around. Who did that? Who was that? Somebody say, glory to God. I'm covered. You got Secret Service agents. That's when God wants to get you out of the wilderness. Amen. But if you ain't got no mentality to get out of the wilderness, you might as well do this. You ain't going nowhere. You need as many guns you can get. Amen. Just get yourself a knife and just swing around constantly. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, and a pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Somebody say, separate me. God send a wave of glory so strong that it separates me from my enemies. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. And it gave light by night, and it was a cloud of darkness to them, and it gave light by the night to these, so that one of them came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the seas. And the Lord caused the sea. Somebody say, praise God. And the Lord caused the sea to go back. I tell you what. Hallelujah. How many of you got to the place in your wilderness journey when all you see in front of you is the impossibility of a big ocean? You went through the wilderness and all of a sudden you got this big expanse of water right there.
And if I tell you, this is as far as you go. God's about to speak to the people that have gone through the wilderness. Amen. There's yet one miracle to be performed. God's about to use some anointing, amen, to speak to the water, amen. There's some prophetic anointings coming, and they're going to prophesy to the water that the children of Israel might go through, amen. Notice that's a time period, too. Anybody know? That water still ain't stacked. Amen. It's still not stacked. Amen. He spoke to that water, and it stood up for as long as God wanted to stood up, and then it came down. You better know the times and appointments of God so that when the water's troubled, amen, when it's stacked, you cross over. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by strong east and wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. My, 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 that sounds supernatural, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound supernatural? Anybody looking at that same scripture, verse 21? And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. Water represents what? Spirit. Earth represents what? Stability and foundation. You're about to walk through a supernaturally spiritual thing with a strong foundation. That means you're going to walk through this thing with the help of God's supernatural provision on your side, amen, but you're also going to have your feet on the ground, amen. There are a lot of people that are just floating around everywhere, amen, but God's going to, you remember that message that we spoke on Sunday morning, having your mind fixed that you might be stable? Somebody say glory to God. There have been a lot of flaky, spiritually just flaky people, amen? No stability whatsoever, but God's going to cause you to walk through a spiritual miracle, amen? Water stacked upon a sea of water, my goodness. The anointing is like water, amen? The Spirit is like water, like rain. He's going to cause the water to stack upon itself as you walk through on dry ground. Somebody say glory to God. I tell you what, that sounds like wholeness to me, glory to God. He didn't cause them to float through the sea, glory to God, or to swim through the sea, glory to God. He stacked the water up and said, now you walk through on dry ground. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say, they're just acting normal. You don't know I'm walking through a spiritual miracle right now. I might not be falling out and falling in and speaking in tongues and huffing and puffing, but I want you to know where I'm walking right now. My walk is a miracle, glory to God. Have you seen any signs and wonders, brother? Don't you know the place that I stand? This is dry ground right now, glory to God. Months ago, weeks ago, this was water. I had to swim here, and I'm walking through. I'm going to say, you're in the midst of a miracle. I'm a walking miracle in Jesus' name. You don't think you're walking in a miracle right now? Let God take his hand from the water and see, and you try to swim your way across. I tell you what, woo, hallelujah. Trouble on every side, glory to God. But God said, let the water still stay stacked until we get to the other side. Bills due, amen. Ready to come over your head, glory to God. But God said, keep them stacked and let them keep walking, amen. Don't let nothing come down on them until they get to the other side, amen. This one acting crazy, that one acting crazy. Ready to shake the house, make the house tumble. But God calls the water to stay stacked on both sides so you can walk over to the other side on ground, on dry ground. Somebody say, keep walking. Woo, rabadashi mahanaham. Somebody, God will cause the water to stay stacked until you get over to where he wants you to get. I'm preaching myself happy tonight. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. That's my miracle right now. The water's stacked and I'm still walking. Hallelujah. Had a whisper of his hands. Oh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say I'm on the way to provision. I'm on the way to prosper. I'm on the way to the promised land. And the water, and the children went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left hand. My gosh, my gosh, my gosh. I mean, them people were covered. Water on both sides. Miracle on both sides of them. Amen. Miracle on both sides of them. Miracle on both sides. Amen.
and before them the God, amen, the angel of the Lord, and behind them the angel of God. I'll tell you what, them folk were covered. I like where I'm at. And that's not even the promised land. That sounds like glory to me, doesn't it? And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them in the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. Now, isn't that just dumb? You know what the problem with those people, what the problem with the Egyptians were? They didn't believe that God was with those folk. They got familiar with the miracle of God. They didn't know that the water was stacked for the Egyptians. They considered the water to be stacked for them too. They just thought the water was stacked to be stacked. It ain't God doing nothing. It's just, that's just the way it is. It's for everybody. It's not God trying to bless nobody. That's for everybody. He stacked the water for them. I'm no different than they are. Somebody say familiar with somebody else's miracle. See, that's what happens when you get familiar with other people's deliverances. Amen. Other people's miracles. Somebody say praise God. You better be careful how you walk on somebody else's stuff. Rende de duba babahashika la mahande de bufra baha. Simbra dubashika na mahondo de dubamandia se brefa. Handa de kumahandi ashamahanda. Great and mighty deliverer is our God. Hallelujah! Bramba de lobo. Oh, ho ho ho! Halabara manamashika maha. So we say, watch out for my miracle. Glory to God. Watch out for my miracle. Glory to God. God doesn't play games. I tell you, your deliverance will be somebody else's disaster if they're not careful. That's why you got to be careful with the things of God. Hoo rabadanda, hoo 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 hoo, shalababaraba shomanahundi rababaraba si prapafoto bahanda. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. This is a God thing. Hallelujah. Signs of the times are for God's people. Hallelujah. Are y'all catching anything tonight? Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You need to turn around. Maybe, I don't know if they were allowed to give their enemies warning. Say, this is my miracle. I'm not doing this. This is my miracle. This is all God that you see around about you. Glory to God. You then pursued me in a place where we're surrounded by God. Don't you know he's on my side? Can't you see the water there and the water there and God before me and God behind me? What are you going to do? Glory to God. I tell you what, that's a bondage, isn't it? God will turn the tables around, won't he? See, they didn't understand that God had set the children of Israel free. And they went pursuing them to take them back into bondage. But it looked like somebody else was in bondage at that point. Somebody else was in a mess that they couldn't get out of. See, the children of Israel were stuck in bondage, caged in over there in Egypt. But in the wilderness, God made a way, glory to God, that those that followed them out of Egypt couldn't get back to Egypt, nor could they go into the promised land. Somebody said, you keep following me, you're going to mess around and get stuck someplace. Hallelujah. This stuff is rich tonight. Somebody say, Exodus. You better not leave Egypt. You better not leave the place of Egypt unless you got a word to go to. God gave a word. Hey, let's go over to the other side. Everybody packed up and went. It's like going through airport security. Amen. You go through the security. You know, some people just walk on straight through. There are other people that walk through with a bunch of junk on them. Amen. Weapons, knives, guns, all this other mess. Somebody say, bleep, 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 bleep. Sooner or later, light's going to come on. The metal detector going to come up. Do you hear what I'm saying? There have been lots of people trying to bleep their way through Mexico and sitting in a prison somewhere right now. Amen. Somebody say, you're going to get stuck. It's all right to follow people that ain't going nowhere. Amen. But if you're around people and the water's stacked on both sides and God is before them and God's behind them, people just get dumb. People just get dumb. You have to tell people sometimes, I ain't got no money. I don't own this building. I have no power in and of myself to do anything. God. Even the Pharisees know, said, listen, if this thing be of God, what are you going to do about it? You better hope them walls stay up. Somebody say, that miracle won't last forever. No, it won't. But by the time it collapses, I'll be out of the water on the other side. You'll be stuck there waiting for it to come down. You're going to find it. Yeah, well, when it comes down, you'll be right there to see it. I'm going to see when it all comes down. Oh, yes, you will. There's a whole track record of people waiting to see somebody else's failure. Amen. Somebody else's miracle. Got out there trying to signal around, trying to find out when's this thing going to come down. And everybody else that went on over to the other side, and they just stuck there. Well, what was this? We're going to figure out how that happened. Kick the wall of water. Do this over here. I'm trying to get through this. This is Exodus. We're having a good time tonight with Exodus. Somebody say, get over to the other side. You joining us, Brother Jesse? Feel like shouting? I felt like shouting a couple minutes ago, Denise, when I found out how good it really was. Fire, cloud of fire above our head, water on, miracle on both sides, God before me, God behind me. I said, well, what do we do? Shout! You will get there if you keep walking. And the children went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them, their right hand and their left. And the Egyptians pursued them in the midst of the sea, even Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and all his stuff. Isn't that a shame? People will invest everything they got to follow you. Waste their gas. Somebody say glory to God. Money. People get involved in churches. Tithe, amiss. Amen. Sow offerings. Amen. They don't care to bless the house. They're just going along for the ride. Amen. Waste all that stuff. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and the cloud and the trouble. And the troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drove them heavenly. Somebody say, you're not going to see them no more. Listen, when God sees them, you won't. But as long as you see them, there's a problem. Are you catching anything here? He said, notice early in that chapter, he said, listen, those that trouble you, you will see them no more. Then all of a sudden, God sits up here and says, then the Lord saw them. Say, I'm going to take my eyes off you so God can see you. I'm going to take my eyes off you and look into the promised land and let the Lord look at you. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, praise God, I'm going to look at you with my other cheek. Look at that Jesus. May the Lord shine his face upon thee. Glory to God. This might be over some of our heads right now, but it's still good anyhow. I just want you to know that God's on your side, and He'll give you a mighty deliverance, and won't nobody be able to take you back. It's a supernatural thing. God's made a way out of no way for you. There's a way in the wilderness. It's a lot better than you think. Somebody say, I'm going to get out of this. Somebody say, I'm going to get out of this. I'm going to cross over to the other side. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm trying to get there. All right, where were we? And the wheel. So I say, take the wheels off. That's about when people start to get stuck. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, praise God. God took the wheels off so He can get a closer look. I got to blow my nose. Y'all pray in the Holy Ghost just for a couple minutes. Everybody say, take the wheels off. Stand up and speak it right now. Somebody say, take the wheels off. Go on and speak it out right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, they've gone far enough. Take the wheels off. Come on and pray in the Holy Ghost. I told myself I didn't want to preach any of these things. Thank God I'm not my own boss. Hallelujah. Take the wheels off in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You need to, somebody say, somebody's about to lose their wheels. Glory to God. Isn't that prophetic? Glory to God. Somebody say, praise God. They can't even follow you around nowhere. They ain't got no more wheels. Somebody say, praise God. I tell you what, it was the hand of God that stacked the waters up on side, right? Didn't the Bible say that? And the hand of the Lord did this thing, stacked the waters up. That was like God said, look at the hand. Sit down. He said, talk to the hand. Somebody say, He took the wheels off so they can talk to the hand. Hallelujah. Anybody lost their wheels? Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're trying to get there. Somebody say, man's a trip. That means they lose their mode of transportation. Not just their vehicle. Their power, their ability to pursue you quickly. It could be finances. Somebody say amen. What's that thing about shall not prosper? That drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. Now, wasn't it sad? If they had left early, they could have fled with the wheels. See, I mean, if they had just made up their mind to do it just a couple moments before, they could have probably got out of the water sooner. Somebody said, you better turn around. You better repent before you lose your wheels, and you won't be able to turn around Because you're not going over to the promised land. Let me tell you that right now. Amen. You're just not going to get there. Amen. There's a place that the Lord has prepared for them. Amen. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Amen. He said, now let us flee. Isn't that a trip? So the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel. Here they're chasing them. Now, isn't that confusing? Amen. Some said, when the enemy flees. Carlos. I mean, they were looking all bad just a couple moments before. Chariots and all this other stuff. Somebody said bad rides. I've seen lots of people with some bad rides. You know, they come at you looking all good. By the time they leave, they're leaving, I mean, broke. There have been a lot of people that come against some people that were anointed of God. Amen. Left without nothing. Amen. Most do. Flee from, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Now, he could have left Moses there to hold his hand up for the Egyptians a little bit longer. You know, he could have left Moses there, you know, the pastor. See, that's what many people want to do. See, the lagger's on the end. See, those that hear God go out first. And all those little laggers that are following for the wrong reasons, amen, they expect the pastor to still be there and hold the sea up for them. You out of your mind. Somebody say amen. Flip it over. Somebody say glory to God. Ooh, y'all don't like to hear that, but it's still good anyhow. Didn't God do it? Do you see that in the Word? He told Moses. Now, in the morning, in the midst of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Now, he not meant to hurt anybody, but he just said, I don't feel like holding the water up anymore. And remained not so that, and the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Somebody say, praise God. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. A couple of them made it over. So, I mean, a couple of them made it over. Somebody say, I'll see you on the seashore. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Isn't that a trip? Glory to God. They must have been face down, because he said, you'll see their face no more. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said, you don't have to be teaching that. I got to teach what the Lord gives me. It's good. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. Great and mighty is he. Somebody say, great and mighty is he. Okay. Now, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Now, somebody said, they shouldn't be excited about that. I tell you what, when the Lord overturns your enemy, rejoice. They had church. They didn't hold a funeral service and cried and all that stuff. I tell you what, Miriam got up. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. Everybody say, praise God. Praise God. Somebody say, praise God. They sang. They sang. Isn't that sad? Somebody say, sang. Glory to God. See, I'm going to shout. Makes me want to shout. Stand up. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel a song unto the Lord, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Whenever you hear that song, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. It's talking about somebody that had somebody following them. They got set free. Somebody say praise God. So if you got somebody on your back, somebody talking about you, somebody wearing you out, put a song in your mouth. I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider thrown into the sea. God, you take me into a special place, glory to God, where I'll make it out. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I tell you what, that was an affliction. They were sent there to afflict them, to get on their nerves, to wear them out, to weaken them. Glory to God. But the Lord delivered them out of them all. Glory to God. Not one was able to swim out of the water. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. They weren't riding no seahorses, glory to God. Not one of them made it out of the water, glory to God. I'm going to tell you what, there's a wave coming, glory to God, that man won't be able to swim through. Not one of your enemies will make it through the water. Now rejoice in God. Now rejoice in heaven. Somebody say, bless God at all times. I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, because it was his battle and not yours. The horse and rider thrown into the sea. Stack the water and take off the wheels. Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. I enjoyed that. How many of you feel blessed tonight? How many of you feel blessed tonight? I dare to turn around three times and say I'm free. Somebody say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Somebody say, glory to God. Ha! Glory to God. Yes! Bless God. Bless God Almighty. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You're going to make it free. Glory to God. Ain't that nobody going to come and nipping at your heels. Glory to God. God's going to deliver you and set you free from that mess. Glory to God. He will deliver you from the strife of men. I'm telling you that by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, if you let him. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. That was a little bit much for Wednesday night, but it's still good anyhow. Hallelujah. Thank God. Say, I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. I'm on the path of God. Angels before me. Angels behind me, miracles on every side, the glory of God above my head. I'm going over to the promised land. I will get there. I will get where God wants me to go. Glory to God. Nobody will be able to pull me back or put me out of the hand of God. I will be blessed. Glory to God. You will be blessed. Glory to God. Your miracle will take place. Glory to God. You're not going back. Glory to God. You are set free. You will not be in a house of bondage ever again. Glory to God. Ever again. Ever again, ever again, glory to God, ever again. Thank you, Jesus, glory to God. Not one devil will come back on you, hallelujah. I speak that out in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Not even devils that remember what happened. Thank you, Jesus. And you're not going to be able to stay in the wilderness either, glory to God, wondering what's going to happen next. But God's going to take you to a promised place, a provision. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We get to be here Friday night for a Holy Ghost meeting. And I have a feeling something good. Something great. Something just right is going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. Hallelujah. Something good, something just right's going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. In Jesus' name. Somebody say, bless me. Bless me. Say, bless me. Bless me. Just go somewhere over here. Just bless me. The blessing of the Lord leadeth men to repentance. Glory to God. Bless me. You be blessed in Jesus' name. You be blessed in Jesus' name. You be blessed in Jesus' name. So, and I want you two men, praise God. Y'all, what's the brother's name right here behind me? Cortland and Jeremy. May the Lord bless you abundantly. They spoke that word, heard God on Sunday morning and here on Wednesday night. Somebody say, praise God. Don't you ever turn around. Walk strong in God and get everything God has for you to get. Overcome. You will not give out. You will not give in. You will stand strong all the days of your life. The devil will never have you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I speak supernatural strength to you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. May God give you a supernatural boldness. Hallelujah. It causes you to stand strong. How are you going to make it? And you go with them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going all the way. Say, all the way. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. If they're not, get it that way. Some of you ministers that are out there, if they're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, get them baptized in the Holy Ghost. If they're not saved, make sure they're saved. Somebody say, glory to God. Get them strong in God. Teach them about confession. Disciple them and let them remain strong in Jesus' name. Not many days hence, there will not be enough room to contain what God's bringing in this house. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? God has already been speaking to me how to have a continuous service. Sit down. I'm going to let you out of here. I'm going to tell you the last thing. I tell you what, God doesn't play games. He just, all the time he doesn't tell you everything's going to happen. But I tell you what, the last thing God said, you know, he doesn't even listen to our complaints. He doesn't listen to those things. He doesn't say, oh, God, I'm talking about it. He doesn't talk about empty chairs. He says, listen, you got some things, you got some problems that are going to take place. And I'm telling you how to handle it in advance. He said, there's a move of God coming. There's a move of God coming, and you won't have enough time to have a break in between the services. He said, the flip service will be the worship service. He said, start with worship and praise. Then when the Holy Ghost moves and have that anointing time, by the time the second group comes in, we're not going to make it happen, but I prophesy and I speak, you will see this happening. There will be a second or a third, I don't know, whatever service there'll be. But they'll think that that's the opening worship and praise. But you'll see people repenting and giving their life to Jesus Christ because they'll think that that's how the service is starting. They don't know that that's the altar call. The second service will have the altar call as their worship and praise. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, and it'll roll that way. Amen. So when you come in, somebody's given their life to Jesus Christ, already had the word. Somebody say, praise. You're coming into a service that's already started. Amen. And you got to be faithful to leave because somebody else is going to need your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Watch. Are you blessed tonight, precious? What's your name? Roberta, are you blessed? You enjoy that tonight? You understand all of it? Gloria took good notes. She understands the whole thing. She can re-preach it. Amen. Well, Jesse, who wants to receive tonight? We're going to receive an offering tonight. Somebody say, praise God. If you have an offering envelope, we need it. I tell you what. On this offering envelope here, you will see why we do our offering. Tithe belongs to God, offerings and everything. There's a little thing here. Praise God. Anything you see on that side, there's a special guest. You can bless them. If you want to bless me, you can bless me. The reason why we have our pastor there is because I don't have to pray about where I put my money when you put it in that envelope.
Don't you think that's good? I can buy a candy bar without being convicted. Hallelujah. That's what that's all about. Amen. Praise God Almighty. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Shout out harvest time. Shout out harvest time. Shout out one more time. It's that anointing will be on the saints. That anointing will be on the saints. Guess what? I'm going to do less than I've ever done. I'm just going to hear God pray, write worship songs, and get into the Word of God and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And just be anointed. Amen. And somebody said he's just missing it. He thinks that his job is to be anointed. Amen. Well, that's what my job is going to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. There's evangelists get excited about the things of God. 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 Receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those of you that are called to shepherding and helping individuals, glory to God, get ready, get ready, get ready. Hear God and prepare. Hear God and prepare. Hear God and prepare that you might be faithful with this season of increase. Supernatural, get ready, get ready, get ready in the anointing. Glory to God. Get ready. Sacrifice your heart. Glory to God. Consecrate your heart in the name of Jesus. Be not exalted in pride. Be not rebellious. Be not quick in anything. Amen. Amen. But be stable in the Word of God. Amen. Walking circumspectly in all things in the name of Jesus. And trust the anointing of discernment. Trust the anointing of discernment. Glory to God. Trust the anointing of discernment. Glory to God. And be bold to step out and do what God told you to do. Praise God, 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 praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Save them, set them free, heal them. Amen, and bless them. Hallelujah. Save them, heal them, set them free, and bless them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just hearing that. Save them, heal them, set them free, and bless them. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I am a blessing. Say it one more time. I am a blessing. Say it one more time. I am a blessing, and I make a difference in the lives of others. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. One of you boys want to bless the offering tonight? Chris, come on. Hallelujah, quickly. Hallelujah. It'll be easy. Your brother volunteered you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesse, get him the mic. Hallelujah. Just pray for that offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Just pray one of those prayers that we learned to pray on the way back home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be bold about it. We had a prayer meeting on the way back from Tulsa. I tell you what. We had a prayer meeting on the way back from Tulsa. And boy, was it anointed. Hallelujah. We learned to pray the God kind of way. Amen. I tell you what, why don't you stand up and make it easy for this young man of God and just pray in the Holy Ghost real loud and then let him pray. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just start to bless God. Just bless this offering. Amen. And pray boldly. Amen. How many of you need a blessing right now? Pray over your offering right now in Jesus' name. If you need money, you pray. Glory to God. If you need money, you pray. Amen. If you need money, you pray. Glory to God. How many of you need resource right now? Raise your hand if you need money right now. Praise God. Amen. You need money right now. I'm serious. You know exactly what you need it for. Not wanted. I said needed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, aha. Say, I receive instruction on how to receive from God. I will not be ignorant concerning increase. I open my heart to revelation concerning prosperity. Father, teach me in Jesus' name. Not another broke day. Bless me. Bless me. In Jesus' name. Pray. Hallelujah.
Dear God, we come before you tonight. When we bring this offering to you, I just pray that you put in everybody's heart how much to give to you tonight, dear God. Give and you shall receive. Do not be stingy or greedy with your money. The more you give, the more you will get back. Reap and sow. which you give, you will receive back, dear God. I just pray that if they give, you triple it.
Yes,
you
Father.
Double it.
Yes, God.
Just increase it, dear God, in Jesus' name. Increase it, these people's offerings. Meet each of their needs, dear
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Make it where they don't have any need. They have enough money to
yes, Father. Yes,
for
Father.
Anything they need. May they fulfill your will with the money they receive from you, dear God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Glory to God. Come on up and sow it right now in Jesus' name. Put on some good music. How many of y'all going to come to the Holy Ghost meeting on Friday night? Hallelujah. 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 I love you. It felt good tonight. Somebody say amen. Boy, am I glad we didn't have service outside in the lobby tonight. We would have been in trouble. Hey, boy, you ready? Mm-hmm. Love you, brother. Okay. You want to minister?
I don't know. This is a better way, but you know that saying right there, talk.
Jerry. Take Brother Jerry back there.
Okay.
Yeah, go.